How long have you been working on Mars Exploration Program?
I have been working on the Mars Exploration Program since 1993, when it became a program.
Do you think that we will have people living and working on Mars by 2020?
I sure hope so. This will depend mainly on the results of the robotic exploration of the Red Planet. This means the information that the Pathfinder machine gathers from the planet about the environment. It could be dangerous for humans to be on Mars. We are still gathering information about the Red Planet. But if it looks like we can make a space station for humans to live in, I think we will see the first people, probably scientists, working on the planet Mars before 2020. Who knows? Later there might be people who are not scientists, even living on Mars.
Dr. Sheikh, we have a student named Julie here who would like to ask you a question.
Hi, Dr. Sheikh. This is Julie from the Young Astronauts Club at Montgomery High School. Hello again. I just wondered how you got a job title like Interplanetary Navigator.
Hello, Julie. When you investigate probes from Earth to other planets, then you are in an interplanetary navigator. I basically created a machine and sent it to Mars. It landed on Mars and began gathering information. I can control the machine's movement from here in my NASA laboratory. So I told the machine where to go and what to do. The machine then sent the information back here to me on Earth. This is what it means to be an interplanetary navigator, a person who is on one planet and gathers information through a machine from another planet.
What does a mechanical engineer do?
A mechanical engineer can do many things: design systems, build things, specialize in heat transfer, do navigation, things like that.
Personally, do you believe that there is or was life on Mars?
I personally believe that life started on Mars but stopped developing for some reason that we can't explain right now. Maybe in the future we will know what happened, but for now the reasons are unknown.
How many years does it take to get to Mars?
It takes approximately from 6 to 7 months to get to Mars. But depending on the mission, it can take longer. In order, for example, to arrive at Mars at slow speeds, it can take 11 months.
I'm interested in knowing what kinds of things you have planned to educate students about your mission to Mars.
I organize a lot of classroom visits. I also set up websites for our homepage to make sure that students have access to information about what we're doing. We also do workshops for teachers, and we have student science competitions.
Amanda is a student here at our high school, and she wants to ask you a question.
Hello, Dr. Diarra. I went to space camp. Do you think this is a good program for kids who want to become astronauts?
Sure. Going to space camp is good because you learn so many neat things in addition to meeting other people. Our work is all done in teams, so the camp offers you the opportunity to learn and develop some of the requirements needed to be an astronaut.
When I went to space camp, I noticed that there were more boys than girls. In fact, half of the groups didn't have any girls at all. Why do you think this happened? Why weren't more girls included in the camp?
When you compare the number of boys to girls, there are a lot less girls. I do not know what specifically happened, but I know what in general girls are not encouraged to study the sciences and engineering as much as boys. Boys and girls must be encouraged to study the sciences. We must work to create a balance between boys and girls in the sciences. Getting girls involved should be a very important goal. This is a problem all around the world. This is changing. I'm working to change this myself. I will send my daughter to space camp when she is a little older.
I see we are able to find out your latest activities with NASA on your website. Can you provide us with that address?
Sure. You can go to www.jpl.nasa.gov. And from there you can locate the Mars page and any other information about me.
Thank you for the interview today, Dr. Diarra. Thank you for your time. We hope to hear about all of the wonderful developments that you are working on at NASA in the future.
You're welcome, ladies. Hopefully this interview will encourage more young people, especially girls, to study the sciences in school and university.